Who is I am? Good morning, Lighthouse. It is an honor to share this message with you. It is truly awesome to stand before you today, so let's get to it. We use I am to emphatically declare our existence, position, presence, or status. I am Keith. Emphatically declares my existence. I am the manager. Emphatically declares my fictitious position. I am here. Emphatically declares my presence. I am late for church. Just an example. Emphatically declares my status. Who is I am? I am God. God uses I am throughout the Bible to emphatically declare His existence to various servants of the Lord. God emphatically declares His existence to Abraham. Genesis 15:7. And He said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees, to give thee this land to inherit it. In Genesis 17:1-2. And when Abram was 90 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. God emphatically declares His existence to Abraham's son Isaac. In Genesis chapter 26, Isaac had separated himself from Abimelech, king of the Philistines, and dwelt in the land of Gerar. There he dug out his father's old wells. The Philistines had filled them in. Then Isaac's herdsmen fought with the herdsmen of Gerar. They dug another and fought again. They dug another, but they didn't fight over this one. After that, the Lord appeared to Isaac. Genesis 26:24. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee. And I will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. God emphatically declares His existence to Jacob, Isaac's son. Genesis 28:13. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. God emphatically declares His existence to Moses from the burning bush. Exodus 3:4-6. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. I am Jesus. In the New Testament, God emphatically declares Jesus' position twice. After Jesus comes out of the water when John baptized him, God identifies Jesus as his son the first time. Matthew 3:16-17. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. When Jesus was transfigured on the mountain before Peter, James, and John, God identifies Jesus as his Son the second time. Matthew 17:1-5. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter, and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. So if God emphatically declares Jesus' position as his Son and commands us to listen to him, then whatever Jesus says must be important, right?
Amen.
Jesus emphatically declares that he is God. John 18:1-8. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden, into which he entered and his disciples. Pastor Dale preached on the love story a while back, where Jesus prayed for us before he was betrayed and arrested. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus oft times resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. In King James translation, words that are in italics are helper words to help us better understand who or what the original text is talking about. So here, Jesus simply answers, I am. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way. Can you imagine the power? Have any of you ever been around an explosion and experienced a shockwave? When I was in the Army, we trained with explosives or demolitions. We would take a timing fuse connected to a blasting cap by a detonation cord, push the blasting cap into the 1 pound blocks of C4 and blocks of TNT. We would start the fuse by pulling the ring at the end of the fuse and calmly walk out of the area. We would walk past a large center block wall that ran around the demolition range and out into the woods. After the fuse burned down, it would set off the detonation cord and then set off the blasting cap. This ultimately set off the charges. When the charges went off, a wave of power and sound went out from them. We were a safe distance away, but we could definitely feel it. You could see the shockwave coming through the trees like an ocean wave, but this was a lot faster. As the waves passed through the trees, the leaves and branches on the trees would jump with the force. The dust on the ground would jump and be disturbed as the wave went forward. We saw, heard, and felt the power behind the explosions. It is easy to imagine being knocked over backwards or thrown onto our backs if we were closer. When I think of Jesus saying, I am, I see a shockwave emanating from him strong enough to knock the men over backwards with force. There is definitely power in his name. Jesus emphatically declares himself as the light of the world. John 8:12-29. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Then said they unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, You neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple. And no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning, I have many things to say and to judge of you. But he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. I am your salvation. Our position. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We are all sinners, and nothing we can do will prevent us from getting what we have earned. To die and spend eternity separated from God, burning in hell forever. Our only way. John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the only way. This is not a blind leap of faith that some people may teach. Let us show you in writing how to know for sure you are going to heaven. Our choice. John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Believe here is translated from the Greek word pronounced pistuo, which means to put in trust. So if you put your trust in Jesus for your salvation, you will go to heaven. The choice is life or death. Please choose life. What I am talking about is the gospel or the good news. For me, it's the greatest news I've ever heard. Amen. God came down in the flesh as Jesus, led a perfect life, was beaten and tortured, died a horrible and painful death on the cross, paying for all of my sins and yours, every last one, was buried in a tomb, rose on the third day, ascended up to heaven, and is sitting on the right hand of God. And he is coming back soon. Jesus did all of this because he loves you. He did all the work. All you have to do is put your trust in him. He has already paid for your sins and mine. It would be a terrible shame if you did not receive such a gift. I am calling you. Throughout the Bible, God calls to his people and they answer with, "Here am I." God calls Moses. Exodus 3, 1 through 4. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, "I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt." And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here am I." God calls Isaiah. Isaiah 6, 8. "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me." God calls Samuel. 1 Samuel 3, 3 through 10. "And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli, and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli, and said, Here am I. For thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth you. I am is calling you. I am is calling you to preach. I am is calling you to teach Sunday school. I am is calling you to teach basic Bible truths. I am is calling you to minister to the members of this church. I am is calling you to be on the praise team. I am is calling you to serve. I am is calling you to put your trust in Him. What is I am calling you to do today? I am the answer to all of your excuses. God calls us. Exodus 3:4 through 4:14. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet. For the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? How many times has God called you, and you made excuses? How many times have you scoffed and questioned God, Why me? Can't someone else do it? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee, when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Now we know who I am is, right? After he calls us and tells us what to do, we give God our excuses. Exodus 4:1. And Moses answered and said, But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, The Lord hath not appeared unto thee. So God gives Moses these three signs to prove that the Lord had really appeared to him. A rod into a snake, hand turned leprous, water from the river poured onto dry land and turned into blood. In Exodus 4:10 through 14. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent. Neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. God provides the answers for all of your excuses. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or the deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. Lord, please just send someone else. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. God calls to his servants, and they say, Here am I. He shows us what he wants from us, and then we start in with the excuses and a bad case of the butts. Then God provides the answers for all of our excuses. Moses, Moses, here am I. I'm sending you to Pharaoh. But God, who am I to do that? I will be with thee. But God, they will want to know your name. I am that I am. Tell them I am sent you. But God, they won't listen. Here's three signs. But I'm not eloquent. Who made your mouth? I will be with it, and I will teach you what to say. Amen. But God, I just can't do it. Please send someone else. Here's Aaron. He will speak for you. God is so patient and merciful to us. Amen. What are your excuses? But God, I'm too tired. But God, I just don't have the time. But God, I'm just not strong enough. But, enough with the buts. What is God calling you to do today? Is He calling you to put your trust in Jesus to save you from eternity in hell? Is there something He wants you to do? Perhaps there is something He wants you to stop doing. So my final question is, when God calls you, what will be your answer? A, more excuses? B, fear and anxiety? Or C, trust God and say, here am I.